Now to the Palestinian territories and the groups in control. The Palestinian Authority controls the West Bank and is led by the Fatah movement. The Islamist movement Hamas controls the Gaza Strip. And in the past 2 years, a third movement has been making appearances, or we should say reappearances. It's a shadowy group that officially rejects violence, but its Islamist ideology makes the ideology of Hamas pale by comparison. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from the city of Ramallah on the growing popularity of the group known as Hezbollah Tahrir.
Residents of Ramallah say life these days is relatively good for an occupied city. With Israeli checkpoints relaxed, the drive from Jerusalem can take as little as 15 minutes, as opposed to the hours it often took just a few years ago. But last Saturday, downtown Ramallah regained some of the air of tension that marked the Second Intifada. Only this time, Israeli soldiers had nothing to do with it. Hustling through the crowded downtown streets, a nervous, well-dressed young man ducked into the Palestine Cafe so as to avoid being arrested by Palestinian security forces loyal to President Abbas. He gave his name as Osama al-Ansari, a supporter of Hezbollah Tahrir from Hebron. The first pan-Islamist movement to spring from the Palestinian territories, Hezbollah Tahrir was founded in the 1950s and has since spread to dozens of countries with significant outposts in Europe, the Middle East, and Central and South Asia. Ansari was in Ramallah for a rally celebrating Hezbollah Tahrir's message that neither Fatah nor Hamas holds the answer for Palestinians. The group believes in restoring the Islamic Caliphate, the religious government that dates back to the early years of the Muslim faith, and thereby spreading the influence of Islamic law around the world. Ansari isn't surprised that the PA security forces turned out in force to derail the rally.
The coming of the Caliphate threatens the Palestinian Authority and threatens the American interests in the area. And therefore, they are harassing us because a Caliphate will not provide for the existence of a Palestinian Authority.
In short, Hezbollah Tahrir does not recognize the authority of the PA or Hamas, nor for that matter does it accept democracy or the very concept of the modern nation-state. In contrast to al-Qaeda, the group officially rejects violence and condemned the 9/11 attacks. But various counterterrorism agencies have argued that Hezbollah Tahrir's radical ideology can be linked to a number of coup attempts and terrorist attacks. Khalil Shaheen, senior editor at Al-Ayam newspaper, says the Palestinian Authority originally turned a blind eye to the growth of Hezbollah Tahrir because it wanted to divide the support of religious Palestinians who were flocking to Hamas. But now, he says, the PA is suffering a case of unintended consequences.
But it seems that everything is going out of control for the Palestinian Authority. The Tahrir party is getting more popular in the West Bank and is trying to fill the vacuum that took place after the weakness of Fatah itself.
Up at the schoolyard where Hezbollah Tahrir's celebration was supposed to take place, curious Palestinians line the sidewalks, watching the show of force put on by the Palestinian Authority. Row after row of men in full riot gear stand at attention, while senior officers pose for pictures in front of them. Akram Rajoub, head of preventive security for Ramallah, says the rally was prevented because Hezbollah Tahrir refused to hold it indoors.
The people that are holding such a celebration might not control their members and will face confrontations from the other side.
Before he slips out of the cafe back to Hebron, Hezbollah Tahrir supporter Osama al-Ansari says security crackdowns can't stop his movement's momentum.
We are huge and we are found everywhere. We are an international party that goes, spreads all the way to Malaysia and Jakarta. Banning of a celebration like today will only make us even more powerful.
Analysts note that while Hezbollah Tahrir is tolerated in Western countries, it has been banned by several Mideast regimes, and they wonder what the group's future is in the Palestinian territories. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Ramallah.